This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Trail, broadcast number 147 for November 19th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Tuesday morning, lacking sufficient support from comparable oils. The January canola contract is down $8.50 at $639.80 per ton, and the March contract gives up $8.90 at $652.70 per ton. There are losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, while soy meal nudges up. As Malaysian palm oil is relatively steady, European rapeseed is mixed. Crude oil tacks on small increases, lending some support to the vegetable oils. The January canola contract slips below its 20-day moving average, adding more pressure onto the oilseeds values. Canola crush margins ease back, with the January position at about $120 per ton above the futures. The canola market's attention continues to turn toward Stat Canada's principal field crop report on December 5th. Expectations are for canola production to be down from StatCan's current estimate of 18.98 million tons, perhaps by as much as 1 million tons, and tightening up available supplies. Meanwhile, Stat Canada reports inflation in October rose to 2%, creating doubts over another interest rate cut from the Bank of Canada next month. The Canadian dollar is on the rise Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 71.44 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 71.21. The United States Department of Agriculture reports winter wheat planted is at 94% complete as of Sunday. That's up 3 points and two behind the five-year average. The crop rate's 49% good to excellent, up 5 points on the week. Rain is forecast for the U.S. Central and Southern Plains, along with the Delta region. Tensions in the Russia-Ukraine war are much higher on Tuesday, as on the 1,000th day of the war, Ukraine launched United States-made long-range missiles into Russia. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday morning. The January contract loses 7 cents at $10.03 per bushel. December soy oil drops almost a half cent at 45.07 cents per pound. December soy meal tacks on 40 cents at $290.70 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn is up 0.75 cents at $4.30 per bushel. December oats dips 0.75 cents at $3.63. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as Chicago December advances 8 cents at $5.55. Kansas City December is up a nickel at $5.60.5. And Minneapolis December adds 3 cents at $5.88. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, November 19th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.